The kernels are used primarily to support the namespace by isolating the view of the environment the system is currently operating on. This goes for processes including user identification, process trees, and networks. There is even a version of Docker that uses libcontainers in its libraries, which work on existing facilities to generate an abstract virtualization on the interface. Utilizing Docker properly involves taking actions to generate base images for each system layer currently in use for the purpose of creating and documenting each layer to make it easier to repeat the process in the future. Docker ensures that each image is both lightweight and constantly as up to date as possible. As a tool, Docker can package an application along with its dependencies in a virtual container to allow it to run on any Linux server, regardless of individual conditions, easily. This ensures maximum portability and flexibility when it comes to where the application can run, including bare metal, private clouds, public clouds, locally, and more. Essentially, anywhere you choose to run it, Docker is game. When used properly, the high-level Docker API will ensure containers are as lightweight as possible and allow processes to run in isolation. When built properly, Docker facilities allow for kernels that are different from those which run on true virtual machines. Instead, they can exist in their own sphere, apart, but still a part of, any operating systems that you are currently using. The operating system then uses the various kernels that have been created to use processes including the CPU and network from isolation. This, in turn, separates the namespace and provides them an isolated view of the operating system that a given application is utilizing. Utilizing the kernels directly on a Linux system allows the use of virtualization features that uses the library directly. Additionally, the lightweight nature of the containers means that the average Docker case can utilize 5 per house at once. Well, it is possible to engineer things so each can run up to 10. Docker installation. Docker is most commonly used in association with Ubuntu systems, and that is the installation that we'll be focused on here. Docker can be automatically installed by using Droplet, though it requires a bit of extra script to launch properly. Ubuntu installation. The easiest way to start utilizing Docker is with a pre-built version of the application that works with the 64-bit Ubuntu 14.04 VPS. Next, you are going to want to ensure the Droplet is updated properly via the following. Syntax: sudo apt-get update sudo apt-get y upgrade. Then, you are going to want to ensure the AUFS support is available. Additionally, you will want to ensure the repository key for Docker is in the verified package and that the apt sources have access to the repository, which allows Docker to run properly. With this addition in place, the repository will need to be updated with the related code to ensure it runs correctly. Finally, you are going to download Docker to your browser of choice to allow it to be installed on a specific operating system. It is important to note that the Ubuntu firewall is going to block the Docker installation by default, so you will need to alter it to allow Docker to install properly. To do so, follow the steps below. Begin by changing the forwarding on the firewall by editing it via the text editor. Once it is open in the text editor, edit it like so. Syntax: colon, capital S, lowercase udo, nano, /etc/default/ufw. Additionally, you are going to want to change the code related to forward policy so that the forwarding policy